mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's already Wednesday, the 20th day of October, 2004. Talk about mixed signals. Dick Cheney is out there saying that terrorists may bomb U.S. cities with nuclear weapons or dirty bombs. He's out fear-mongering again. Another senior White House official has been telling newspapers that there's sure to be attacks before the election. They've said we may have to suspend or cancel the elections, and we're just 12 days out from the 2004 presidential election and all those other elections that are happening, of course, on that same day. But we're all focused on these two cousins who are members of the same secret society. So we'll get into Dick Cheney, terrorists may bomb U.S. cities. And I did dig out that U.S. News and World Report article I've been talking so much about. Thought I might go ahead and reread what they had to say there that spurred people like Senator Dayton to evacuate the Capitol. Also, from the L.A. Times, the 9/11 secret in the CIA's back pocket, the agency is withholding a damning report that points at senior officials. And I wanted to read this famous quote by JFK. The high office of president has been used to foment a plot to destroy Americans' freedom, and before I leave office, I plan to inform the citizens of this plight. John F. Kennedy, 1963, Columbia University, 10 days before he was shot. Just thought it's important to read that every once in a while, an important documented historical quote. Flat-screen TV emits international distress signal. This out of Reuters. They were surprised by the power of the transmitter. This guy got a visit from the U.S. military, the Air Force rescue team. Just sitting there in his apartment with his new Toshiba flat-screen TV. Speaking of the FCC, the chairman seeks net telephone oversight, and he says it's to maintain the growth of these basically free phone calls. Sure. Chairman Michael Powell said yesterday that he would seek broad regulatory authority for the federal government over internet-based telephone services. That gives them control over the net, period, to avoid stifling the emerging market. Yes, we're going to control it and take it over, make sure you get charged to use it, to save it. Isn't that nice of them? Phone companies are hopping mad. That's why they're racing ahead with Internet, too, to regulate and control. Also, U.S. plane crashes, kills at least 8. 2 people did survive. We'll talk about that. Police have stun gunned another elderly woman, this time a 75-year-old. At least it wasn't like that 95-year-old a few months ago out in Oregon. We actually interviewed her daughter. She just argued with them, so they stun gunned her. Knocked her fake eye out and beat her up pretty bad. But, hey, you know, 95-year-old women, she was 94, are very, very dangerous and well, have to be dealt with by our saviors in black ski masks. And also, 1.7 million veterans lack coverage, despite the fact they were promised lifetime coverage. The government said, you get nothing and you'll like it. And, of course, just much, much more coming up today here on the broadcast. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. In the second hour, we'll have a guest on talking about that court ruling with the School of the Americas concerning the Fourth Amendment. Don't want to miss that as well. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's blast through some of the top stories and news and information. Then your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Eric and Bill and Jim, many others, your calls are coming up. And we'll be talking about the School of Americas and this new 11th Circuit Court, a conservative court ruling that you can't kill freedom in the name of security. They wanted to turn a whole town into a checkpoint with metal detectors even get into the town. And the judge just said this is ridiculous, has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. You're using terrorism as a pretext to set up a police state. But again, that's coming up in the next hour. U.S. has contingency plans for a draft of medical workers. This from the New York Times. The Selective Service has been updating its contingency plans for a draft of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers in case of a national emergency that overwhelms the military's medical corps. In a confidential report this summer, a contractor hired by the agency described how such a draft might work, how to secure compliance, and how to mold public opinion and communicate with healthcare professionals whose lives could be disrupted. And not surprisingly enough, of course, it even describes how to not call it a draft, deny there's a draft, even as there is a draft, just like we already have a draft of people who've served 5-10 years, whose contract is over, who want to leave, and they're told, no, we're going to re-up you for another 2 years. And that's just the way it is. You're basically our slave. How can anybody point at these sailors and airmen and Marines and Army soldiers? How can anybody point at these men and women and say, you haven't served, you haven't paid your fair share, you haven't stood up for the homeland? I mean, we've got a draft of the worst group possible. And they say there's no draft. And they have all these bills introduced, and they've set up the draft boards again, and they've doubled the funding for selective service, and they've got congressional studies of how a draft is needed. Bill Clinton did one in 1999. And I hear every day on the radio, and every time I turn the TV on the last few weeks, it's a conspiracy theory made up by college students. There are no bills. There are no plans. Well, then how did you vote down the bill, one of the bills, 2 weeks ago, 400-something to 2, if the bills don't exist? And again, they're geared up for not just a draft of medical workers. They're going to have a draft of police, firemen, engineers, coroners, nurses, doctors, truck drivers. That was in the Houston Chronicle almost 2 years ago. Now here it is again in the New York Times. But this is focused specifically on some new memo from a few months ago with Selective Service concerning medical workers. So, again, folks, we just talk about real things here. They need a draft to continue what they're doing. I mean, the Army says they need 400,000 troops to maintain order on Iraq. They could have gotten order pretty early in the game, and most people there were actually supportive of the invasion. They didn't like the former puppet our government had put in, Saddam Hussein. But real quick, when the power didn't go back on and things got worse, and it's gotten far worse, folks, contrary to some of the lies you hear about how it's milk and honey in the streets, it's not. Now it's blown up in everybody's face, and the globalists don't mind because that'll keep the war going on forever, and they get more no-bid contracts and have an excuse to keep our troops there. But 400,000 troops would have gotten the power back on, would have been able to get the country back operating, but 150,000 just can't do it. You need 200,000 to do the fighting and 200,000 for support and rebuilding. I mean, that's just the facts. So out of that 150,000, we've only got, what, about 30,000 that are actually fighting over there, that are actually frontline combat soldiers? It's a joke. But, hey, who cares? If you're not over there getting shot at, who cares? Just go eat a hamburger, go swill some beer, go watch the World Series that's coming up, and just suck your thumb and watch your jobs go away, but that's okay. You can go on welfare. All right, I've got to hurry here. I've already spent 4 or 5 minutes on the new draft bill. It's pretty serious stuff. Putin backs Bush's victory. Vladimir Putin, a couple days ago, came out. Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I rarely have back pain. And I woke up yesterday morning at 6 a.m. and could hardly get out of bed. I was literally crawling to the bathtub to take a hot bath, and that made it a little bit better. And then I was getting in my car, go to the studio, and it was so painful I just said, forget it. And I basically hobbled back in the house and took a bunch of Advil and feel a lot better today. So trying to get back in the gym, trying to get back in shape, and things like this happen in the process, I guess. So sorry I wasn't here yesterday. You know, I always try to be here, but I was out of commission. So we've got yesterday's news and today's news, and it's a lot of it here. But Fed's mum, or silent on pre-election terror threat, this out of the Associated Press. FBI, Justice Department, and Homeland Security Department officials aren't talking much about the threat of terrorism. Paris attack to disrupt the elections in 2 weeks. Now it's 12 days, folks. It hasn't gone away. They're just wary of saying anything in public that could prompt Democrats to charge the administration is playing up a terror threat to frighten voters. Oh, no, the Democrats love it, too. They're going to get to control the police state as well. You're not playing it up. Cheney terrorist may bomb U.S. cities. Associated Press, Carroll, Ohio, Vice President Dick Cheney said yesterday he raised the possibility of terrorists bombing U.S. cities with nuclear weapons and questions whether Senator John Kerry could combat such an ultimate threat, you've got to get your mind around. That was one of his quotes. The biggest threat we face now as a nation is the possibility of terrorists ending up in the middle of one of our cities with deadlier weapons that have ever before been used against us, biological agents or nuclear weapons or a chemical weapon of some kind, to be able to threaten the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans, Dick Cheney said. That's the ultimate threat for us, to have a strategy that's capable of defeating the threat. You've got to get your mind around the concept, Cheney said. Cheney speaking to an invitation-only crowd as he began a bus tour through Republican strongholds in Ohio, said Kerry is trying to convince voters he would be the same type of tough, aggressive leader as President Bush in the fight against terrorism. And he went on to say that, again, we're on the brink of more terror attacks. And so I thought I would dig out that U.S. News and World Report article that I've been talking so much about from a few months ago. Because, again, they're saying Senator Dayton is evil, a coward, is crazy. He got the same briefing as the rest of us. Why has he evacuated his office with his staff back to Minnesota? Well, because he was given a briefing, he said, saying that there's an imminent threat on the Capitol. Not a question of if, but when. He says, what am I supposed to do? Well, here's from U.S. News and World Report, way back May 17th. White House officials say they've got a working premise about terrorism in the presidential election. Quote, it's going to happen. We assume, says a top administration official, an attack will happen. This is a quote. An attack will happen leading up to the election, and he added, it will happen here in Washington. There are two worst-case scenarios, the official says. The first says an attack on Washington, possibly the Capitol, which was believed to be the target of the 9/11 jet that crashed in Pennsylvania, 32. Smaller but more frequent attacks on the Washington and other major cities leading up to the election. To prepare, the administration has been holding secret anti-terrorism drills to make sure top officials know what to do. There was a sense, says one official involved in the drills, of mass confusion on 9/11. Now we have a sense of order. And they say unclear is the political impact, though most Bushies think the election, the nation would rally around the president. I can tell you one thing, adds the official sternly, we won't be like Spain, which tossed its government days after the Madrid train bombings. So there they are saying it will happen. Then under that we have Homeland Security confirms election day talks, Homeland Security reviewing proposal to postpone election, and it goes on and on with mainstream news articles posted under that on this data page, so you can go read all that for yourself. I've even had a national talk show host that I will not name attack me and say, Mr. Jones claims the government's prepared to cancel the election. What a conspiracy theory. Mr. Jones also thinks there was government prior knowledge of 9/11. Mr. Jones keeps claiming there's plans for a draft. I mean, all of this is public. The government says it. It's like 2003, January, they introduced Patriot Act 2, and it doesn't exist. And I and others were attacked as conspiracy theorists. John Ashcroft said phantoms of lost liberty, that we're aiding terrorists, lying about this. Now the bill's been reintroduced with a national ID card, Total Information Awareness Network, and it's even got wording about checkpoints on the highways and byways of the country. But the border is more open than ever. I mean, you all heard them say Patriot Act 2 didn't exist. Now you've seen it in all the papers where they say it does, and you better pass it or the terrorists are going to get you. I mean, just this bald-faced lying about things that are introduced and things they're doing and then calling us conspiracy theorists is getting ridiculous. I mean, it's really starting to get stupid. I try to grasp my mental faculties and bring them to a level where I can possibly articulate just the full magnitude of the lying, the hypocrisy, the evil, the corruption. What's that syndrome called where hostages and victims join with their captors? The Stockholm syndrome? I mean, that's what America has. There's this, you know, that photo of Bush hugging a 9/11 victim's daughter, and, oh, you know, he cares so much about her. I mean, I have to look at the photos of the perpetrator hugging one of the victim's family members. I mean, it just, it's, when you know the truth, this stuff is too rich. It's too ridiculous. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, the 9/11 secret in the CIA's back pocket. The agency is withholding a damning report that points at senior officials. That's the LA Times. Also, flat-screen TV emits international distress signal. That's out of Reuters. We'll also get into FCC Chairman Powell wants to take over the Internet, and we'll show you another way he's trying to get that done. A U.S. plane crash killed at least 8 people, a U.S. commuter plane en route from St. Louis, Missouri, to the town of Kirksville. in a northern part of the state has crashed, killing at least 8 of the 15 on board. Officials said 2 of the passengers survived the crash and are listed in the local hospital in stable condition, while 5 remain missing. We are optimistic that we are going to find other survivors, Police Sergeant Brent Bernhardt told NBC News. The Jetstream 32 twin-engine turboprop plane operated by American Connection, a subsidiary of American Airlines, crashed in the wooded area at about 7:30 p.m. local time, about 6 kilometers outside the town of Kirksville. And again, there's no indication of how that happened. Let's go ahead and go to your calls, and I'll get back into all the news I've mentioned and a lot more. Eric in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Alex. So good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
This is Eric Rainbolt.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Good to hear from you. Good to hear your show. I've been listening for off and on for a while, reading InfoWars. I haven't called in for a year and a half. But I have 4 key points I'd like to express, and I'll go at your pace, but I'd like to talk about each of these kind of like big things that I consider for my research. And right now I just want to point out it's 1,129 days since 9/11. So I agree with you that Americans have the Stockholm syndrome, but the Patriots, I think, are also suffering from a little bit of the boiling frog syndrome, because it's really getting down to the wire close to this election time.
Now, again, the Stockholm syndrome is where people start defending and loving their captors, their slave masters, and that's what's happening today with George Bush and John Kerry, who are puppets for the New World Order.
Yeah, skull and bones puppets, exactly. The first point I'd like to read is the occurrence of the 11th going on, and all the dates from September 11th, 1990, 11 years to 9/11. Then 911 days past that was 3/11. That was the Madrid bombing. There seems to be a definite repetition of 11, and I've done some research. It seems like the Masons are particularly fond of the number 11. I have an article on the website, 9/11 Exposed, about that. And even 9 plus 1 plus 1 is 11. There's 11s all through it. So if I was going to predict terror dates, I'd predict 10/22, 11/9, because that's 9/11 backwards.
Well, several of the flights had 11 in their number. The globalists are really into numerology. They admit mainstream that Skull and Bones is obsessed with numerology. And these are their own little inside codes to each other, just like Special Forces leaves a death's head card in Vietnam, or serial killers leave their calling cards. The globalists like to leave their seal.
Exactly. And 11/11 would be a perfect date for them. And also note that...
I'll tell you what a big date is, and I'm not predicting anything, but the day after the election, we're looking at 11/3.
Oh, that's very interesting, because 11 times 3 is 33, 33-degree masonry. So you have it right there. Precisely, Alex. I agree with you 100%.
I don't want to make any predictions. By exposing the globalists, they might pull something. But, again, I don't believe in the occult. But the point is, our government does. The people involved in it. I mean, the general public knows that most presidents make decisions according to astrologers. Ronald Reagan wouldn't make any decision unless his astrologer had double-checked it with Nancy. That's mainstream. Hillary's got shaman up in the top of the White House. Eleanor Roosevelt doing seances. Kerry's out being blessed by different groups. And then you've got Bush, Kerry, they say they share their faith. Well, they're both members of an admitted satanic order, Skull and Bones.
Oh, yeah. Seems all prophetic to me. I'd like to move on to point number 2.
Yeah, go ahead and make your points, because I got loaded phone lines.
I know. The chemtrail conspiracy that's going on that everybody can see in the skies, I think it's related to what the CDC is fear-mongering about. You had an article called Fear-mongering for Martial Law, which kind of goes along with what you were reading earlier on this show about the medical draft. All my research points to that the globalists can only win if they release a pandemic plague to get everybody sick and microchipped, or possibly just dead.
And which will create such a smokescreen for martial law that we'll accept it, and then after the pandemic's been cured, the martial law never goes away.
Yeah, I'd like to finish up with you.
Well, go ahead and finish up.
Okay, and I need your support on something. I have a campaign flyer. There needs to be a massive political transformation in America, obviously. We can't just sit back and let these tyrants rule all the time.
What's the campaign?
It's called the Tea Party, Total Education Awareness, Illuminati.
Okay, what's your website? You folks, your website.
911exposed.com.
All right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I got a lot of important news, a ton of calls, and a short time to cover it all. So, callers, let's try to get the info out and move on to the next person quickly with your question or comment or statements you've got. Bill in Ohio. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing? Thanks a lot. Listen, you mentioned some remarks that President Kennedy made about, was it Columbia University?
Yes.
He gave a speech. I'd like to know where I can get a copy of the text of that speech and also his opening comment about that.
Many years ago, I actually found that on the university website itself, and I've seen it in several history books. It is a real quote he gave to a large crowd of several thousand students.
Is it still on their website?
Yes, I have seen it over the years. It says, this is what John F. Kennedy said, "The high office of president has been used to foment a plot to destroy the American people's freedom, and before I leave office, I plan to inform the citizenry of this plight." John F. Kennedy, 1963, Columbia University, 10 days before he was shot dead in Dallas, Texas. And, of course, he also signed an executive order to abolish the Federal Reserve, to get us out of Vietnam. He'd already called back 100,000 of the troops. They were on planes and ships on their way back, of the 500,000 troops that were there. And he also said, "I'm going to tear the CIA up in 1,000 pieces." And we saw what happened to him.
Okay. I'd like to get the Columbia University website, how do they have that word?
As I said, it's a well-attributed quote. I just have the quote here today. I don't have the Columbia University site in front of me.
Okay,
do you have a computer?
Well, I go to the library and use it. I don't have
one. Just type Columbia University website into a search engine. It'll pop up, and then you'll probably need to go into their presidential section, and they've got a lot of quotes there. But I've seen the quote all over the place.
All right. Well, thank you.
Anything else?
Well, the executive order that he issued to dissolve the Federal Reserve.
That's on the books. It's like 11110. I don't have it in front of me. It's a whole bunch of ones.
Okay. Would the Library of Congress website?
Yes. Yeah. Just go back to the. Go back to the series that he was in. Go back to one of the last executive orders he did.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Normally I can commit that to memory, too. Today it's failing me. I'm sure 500 listeners will call in with it now. But
Well, I'll just keep listening, and maybe I won't have to go to the library.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you for the call, Bill. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. What he said reminded me of something of what I saw searching your website one time about what Abraham Lincoln said. He was fighting two enemies, the Confederate Army in front of him and the industrialist, I believe you call him, behind him. And he said he feared the latter the greatest.
Well, we know the British put troops in Canada. The British funded the South and were planning to break the country up. And again, I'm not for the North or the South, folks. My family fought on both sides, on the side of the Confederacy, on my mother's side and my father's side. And the North was wanting to control Western expansion and dominate the South, but a lot of it was fomented by, as you said, industrialist interest in the North, manipulating from the South with British money.
Well, what I really called about was what you said the other day about toll roads. And it made me remember what I saw on the news a couple of weeks ago here. I think it's the loop in Nacogdoches they were talking about they're building. They said it could take 3 decades to complete, but if they were allowed to put a toll road up there, it could be finished in 7 years. How wonderful for us.
Well, the entire country, every major highway, state, federal, local road, you'll have a transponder or a satellite tracker box. All the new cars already have the ignition plug-ins. And it's now being announced. And here in Austin, we'll have more toll roads than any other city in the country. Now 14 major roads and streets. Already existing roads, they're just going to plop tolls onto them. And it'll be a total cage, but it won't just tax the average Austinite $1,800 to $2,000 a year per car. That's the government's own numbers. But it'll also track everywhere you go and what you do.
They also had they mentioned something about some committee would be appointed to decide what the money would be spent on once the road is paid for. They're pitiful. That's all I got, Alex, and I sure thank you.
Thank you for the call, Jim. Yeah, they've got the Campo board and they've got the state board. This is just Texas. It's, believe me, happening in your area right now, folks. It's nationwide, but Texas seems to be kind of the jewel in the crown right now, the most advanced with all of this. And Rick Perry's behind it all, your good little conservative, who, of course, was always a Democrat and has one of the most liberal voting records in the state of Texas. That's why conservatives love him. Just like Arnold. Want to use babies for medical research, dead babies. Want to ban your guns. Want to have open borders. Want to be for abortion. You love him. Just Arnold's back at it again. And I talk about Arnold a lot because he's a litmus test or an example. I watch Republicans cry. Worship him. Men with tears in their eyes with their cowboy hats on as I sat there in the convention hall at Madison Square Garden. And here he was, more liberal than Bill Clinton, being worshipped. So no, I don't want to hear it. I better vote for Bush. I'm not voting for Bush or Kerry. I'm going to vote for Michael Peruka. You know, I said I'm not going to vote because Austin has heart inner civic electronic machines with no voting record, and it's a lot of shady behavior in their past. But who knows? I'm registered. I'll probably still go vote just to so I can report back what the process of voting was like. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. This is Ken up in Paris, Texas. I just wondered if you got that information I sent to you about the department stores.
I did. You work up at the big department store. Now you got a thumb scan to to clock in and out.
Well, we actually are using our index fingers. We didn't have to actually start the process when I sent the information to you, but we use our index fingers, and it's kind of making for a difficult situation as the electronic machinery doesn't always take our fingerprints and chisel it to go through the process. The process may be many times over before we can actually clock in. But we're having to try to work out the bugs, I guess, right now to get it up and functioning, I guess, so to speak, as it should. But I was going to also ask you, if I could today, about the situation regarding the major blitz in the airway or through the media for people to get their influenza vaccinations, inoculations, et cetera, and what your comments would be regarding that, please.
Well, again, this is my standard line on this. You know how every Christmas there's some toy everybody's got to get?
Right.
There's a toy that...
Like Tickle Me Elmo or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, or, you know, 15 years ago it's Cabbage Patch Dolls, or speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, they made a whole movie about a special action figure and then really created a rush on it in the stores, a whole movie just to sell a toy. I mean, this is an example of marketing that they use in the flu shot. If you go back and look at the news wires from last year, at the beginning of last flu season, they claimed there was a shortage then.
Right.
And then it caused, we now have video from here in Austin and surrounding towns, of giant lines of people going into the National Guard armories begging for their flu shot. And magically, there just so happens to be enough for them.
Right.
And they have lotteries. Are you going to get the flu shot? And again, they have what they did is a few years ago, so they've created this artificial fad. They do it every year now. This year they claim there's a big shortage because all the flu vaccine that supplies half the country from a British company, their entire supply, half our supply, had live flu virus in it. And they found this out after the British took the shot, and now you can read BBC articles about a pandemic of flu all over the country of England, thousands of people dying, and because it's a live flu virus, even if you don't take the shot, it still spreads. Our webmaster, Paul Watson, had 104 fever and was literally 2 days ago having hallucinations. He was so sick. And so this is all over the country of England right now. And so some private groups tested it and said it's full of live flu virus. And so they didn't warn us at first. Once people exposed it, they withdrew it from the U.S. supply. And that's what's going on with that. They claimed 2 years ago they took the mercury out of the vaccines, but the Associated Press reported, and this is in the vaccine section of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, that they actually increased it to 250 times safe levels from 100 times safe levels. And then when we exposed that, they went ahead and came out and just said mercury is now nutritious for you.
It seems like to me they're trying to use psychological warfare tactics or techniques, so to speak, to get the people to think you have to have it. There's a scarcity, like you talked about before, artificial scarcity to make people think, oh, we don't have enough, so you better hurry up and get what you can get it while you can.
Well, it's like the smallpox shot. I remember 2 years ago they said all firefighters and police must take it, and then the L.A. Times reported that a year into the program, now a year ago, that 99%+ out of 14 million people in government ordered to take it, less than 1% did take it. And those that did spread it to friends, live smallpox, and there were actual smallpox cases because it was live smallpox. That's how it works. And so then they couldn't have a controlled release of it because their own enforcers wouldn't take it to force us to take it. Well, it's the same thing with the flu. If you actually look at flu numbers, the numbers of flu deaths, and I have the CDC's own numbers, by the way, here in front of me on this from their own website, but they don't really advertise this. Flu, since the advent of the flu vaccine, has actually increased in this country. And so it's not just those that take this. Then they spread it to those of us that don't take it. And again, I rarely get sick. I had a flu last year where I was in bed for 4 days and... had 104 fever and, you know, was lying in bed, sweating, talking to myself, just completely out of it. Just a very serious situation. And I don't know if I caught that from somebody who took the flu vaccine, but it's very suspicious.
Well, it just seems like they're trying to basically make people think you need to hurry up and get your flu vaccination inoculation while you still have a supply left. And I think, like you said before, the major concern there, I just go to the etiology, as they say, medical terminology, or the cause of it, so to speak. You know, we don't know. We have a basic idea of who manufactures it, but we don't know all the different ingredients or what they put into the vaccinations, inoculations, et cetera, except for what's been tested and shown to be there. So basically, I don't trust it. And, you know, I think that's a good message. I hate to say this, but I think that's a good solid message to send out. You can't trust it because you don't know what's in there. So why
I agree with you, Ken. Thanks for the call. Let me just say this. I have Henry Kissinger's documents that were declassified in 92 in CIA reports and then issued orders they gave to the five most populous third world countries, from Nigeria to China to Brazil, and they told them, you will forcibly sterilize half your women or you'll get no IMF or World Bank money. And I have documents from the 50s and 60s out of Australia where they said we can put stuff in vaccines to sterilize people and they'll never know it. That program was carried out. That's in my film, Brother Tyranny. I have 6 years ago, and then again this year, mainstream news articles coming out in Africa and India where they tested the vaccines and found hormones added to tetanus shots to sterilize the women. They've caught them putting stuff in the polio and now in the hepatitis shots in the third world to sterilize people. We've got Bill Gates and Ted Turner and Prince Philip giving hundreds of millions, and in some cases billions of dollars, the lion's share of that money going into a global foundation through the WHO, the WHO, the World Health Organization, to inoculate the third world. And then when you look at these very same people who, quote, care so much about the children, they're writing books and making statements about getting rid of useless eaters, coming back as a deadly virus to kill 80% of us. You know, that's Prince Philip. Ted Turner made the copy of the comment on the, to the National Press Club years ago about the useless eaters and feeders and killing them. So the very people making these statements are then out making sure that kids get these shots, and then, lo and behold, they test it, and it's full of stuff that does just what they said they wanted to do. I mean, it's not hard to figure this out. I mean, they say they're going to do it, they say they want to do it, and then they do it, and then we test it, and it's in it, and then we see the repercussions of it. How any of you would take any of these vaccines, I'll never know. Could a vaccine be good for you? Could a vaccine have healthful benefits if it was made properly? Certainly. But that's not the case. And so, I mean, just the mercury alone. Jerry in Wisconsin. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How's it going today?
Good.
I was wondering, is there any law which requires you to vaccinate your dog?
Actually, yes, there is. There is no law that humans have to be vaccinated, though they try color of law and intimidation. They say, well, it's our policy, you've got to have a shot to go to school, and then we're going to kick you out if you don't have it, then we'll arrest you and your children because you're truant, when in truth they have the waiver in their drawer. With animals, though, they have city and state laws, depending on the area, but everybody basically has it, where you've got to have your dog or cat vaccinated to get your yearly tags. And then if you don't, they can come and fine and fee you or even arrest you in some cases. So, yes, they really have laws that you've got to vaccinate your pets.
Well, that's too bad, because I think that all the vaccines are a complete fraud from the research that I've done on them.
Well, I know this. It's funny you mention this. You know, I worked for a small animal vet and then a large animal vet, and the inserts on the vaccines, depending on the vaccine, say every 7 to 10 years, you need to give the dog or cat the different vaccine again. But the industry tells the American Veterinary Association that, well, even though it says that, we recommend every year. Then the city passes a law saying that because they're lobbied by the vaccine maker, who also makes the animal vaccine, makes the human vaccine, and then they try to force you to get those tags to do that each year, when there's their own medical insert says it's not needed. And then if you think human vaccines are contaminated accidentally, and by the way, I think it's on purpose, clearly, then the animal vaccines they found to even be dirtier.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, Alex.
Sure.
I was wondering on the amalgam fillings, what's the safe replacement for those, being that they contain approximately 50% mercury?
Well, I thought it was a third mercury. I'm not a dentist, so I don't want to tell you this. My dad is a dentist. But they have the composite tooth-colored fillings now that are very, very safe. They're kind of like a plastic slash concrete combination, and that's what they've gone to. They don't last as long. You'll have to have them replaced every 5 years or so. If you drink a lot of orange juice or citrus, maybe every 2 years. But tell them that you want the composite tooth-colored fillings.
Maybe the gold would last longer, but it's kind of a softer material, though, I suppose. So.
Yeah, but they don't really have the centrifuges and equipment, and they really haven't come out on the market with the gold filling. I know they have some gold fillings, really small caps. But that's a good idea to market gold fillings.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. Have a great day there.
You bet. I appreciate your call, Jerry. We're going to come back. I'm going to cover some more news that we haven't gotten to yet. Then we've got a guest scheduled to talk about School of the Americas and this interesting 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling on the Fourth Amendment concerning that. Some good news for you and a lot more. I will briefly plug my videos when we get back. And so if you're interested in getting any of my films or any of the films I carry, get your pens and paper ready, because I'll plug that in about 60 seconds on the other side and then get into more news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And don't forget about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Christy Pardue, Communications Coordinator for School of America's Watch, will be joining us coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. We're about to continue with some important news. But before I do that, again, I've made 11 films. My 11th film is now out. It's also out on DVD. And, of course, it is American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004 And the reason it's important is it'll show people the false left-right paradigm and educate them. It'll show them the big picture and how the candidates are members of the same secret society, how their policies are almost identical, the latest 9/11 developments, Patriot Act 2 information. It's a great new film. It's 115 minutes on DVD, 95 minutes on VHS, $19.95 for one copy. Each additional copy, if you get it on DVD, is $5.95. You'll get two copies for $25.95, and you can get as many as you want for $5.95 after you buy the first one. Please order 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 of them, 2 of them, 3 of them, whatever. Get them out to your friends and family. Get them out to folks. And this film will be just as important after the election because it shows people how this Shakespearean theater of an election is carried out. Then, of course, there's my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror I've made. I also carry George Humphrey's 9/11 film, Eric Hufford's 9/11 film. You can call toll-free to ask about different discounts we offer on different videos or different video packages or to order. You can call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cards. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can also watch all of my videos and a bunch of other films and my weekly TV reports and all my radio interviews and text reports for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today, folks. All right, shifting gears back into news, L.A. Times, the 9/11 secret in the CIA's back pocket. The agency is withholding a damning report that points at senior officials. It is shocking. The Bush administration is suppressing a CIA report on 9/11 until after the election, and this one names, although the report by the Inspector General's office on the CIA was completed in June, it has not been made available to the Congressional Intelligence Committees that mandated the study almost 2 years ago. It is infuriating, the report, which shows that high-level people were not doing their jobs in a satisfactory manner before 9/11, is being suppressed. An intelligence official who has read the report told me, adding that the report is potentially very embarrassing for the administration because it makes it look like they weren't interested in terrorism before 9/11 or in holding people in the government responsible afterward. Actually, they gave awards to the members of the FBI and CIA who blocked good FBI and CIA agents from stopping Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. And, of course, they blocked them because those agents didn't know it was part of a CIA high-level national security drill that the hijackers were actually U.S. government agents taking part in drills that went on for the month of September, went on for a month before September 11th. And those guys were on those planes and thought they were part of a drill until the nerve gas hit them and then the remote control took over. We now have this confirmed from multiple high-level sources and it fits all the pieces. And so they've had their poor little patsies on board thinking it was part of a drill. Again, actor James Woods, a week before 9/11, was on board with Muhammad Atta, got off the plane, and so they were simulating hijackings. The FBI said, we'll arrest you under national security if you tell anybody what you know. And by the way, of course, we have Al-Qaeda leaving the country to Malaysia. The government wouldn't let them back in. They'd be ordered to let them back in from high-level sources. They were told, quote, it's part of a terror drill. We've interviewed the former head of the U.S. Embassy in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. That's just some of it. So this new report's a total whitewash. What they do is block a new report, act like it's bombshell info, bring it out, and it's a whitewash. Another one of their favorite tactics. Second hour, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, folks.